Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Perspective. Here, after Daniel had traveled in the spirit from that young age to where he is now, God is opening his understanding of the prophecies that Jeremiah was a contemporary, and he understood the prophecies that Jeremiah had spoken, and he could tell when these things were happening because they were happening in his time. So he was able to bring things into perspective. See, when you can bring things into perspective, you take on the spirit of Issachar, and you have understanding of times on what to do. When you understand, and you've brought, like Daniel was able to do through the Spirit, bring things into perspective. He could see it clearly, and through understanding through books, he understood the prophecies of Jeremiah were scheduled for 70 years, and they were right at the end of the 70 years. Brought it into perspective. He began to chasten himself and pray, and you know the story. Repent of the sins of the nation and do all the things that he needed to do because he had perspective now. It's important to bring our lives into perspective. You know, into relevance. We don't want to be a museum. You're just old and stuffy. Is everybody just making it around? You know? No. We've got older people in the church to get around real well. There's still a lot of life in them. Still a lot of zest, a lot of spunk. I know one deacon in particular because I have trouble with him all the time. That's right, don't look up here. But you know, we want things in perspective so that we can move with the times. That we're not left out. I know the church needs to be relevant today. Amen. We need to embrace technology. Hello? Yeah, we don't still need to be using the rotary phone. You know, I ain't seen no pagers lately. Remember pagers? It was cool to wear a pager.
Oh, somebody paged me.
I'll be back. No. Technology. We need to stay abreast of things. Stay on the cutting edge. Amen. It's not wrong. It's not worldly. Amen. God said to Daniel, he said, in the last days, men would run to and fro. In other words, there's going to be a lot of traveling. There's going to be a lot of traveling. There's more travel today. There are 400 airports. I think it's 400 airports in the United States. I could be wrong. It may be more than that. 4,000? I forget. Don't quote me on that. I heard somebody say this the other day, but there's a lot of airports, a lot of flights every day, flying every men running to and from. You know, the globe has become a small place. Flying to China to do business, to Taiwan to do business, to, you know, it's a small place. So men running to and fro, and he said knowledge would be increased. Knowledge would be increased. They, the internet, actually became public usage. Now you can pretty much look up anything on any subject in depth. So knowledge has increased, all right? So Daniel understood by the books the number of the years. And it says in verse 3, he set his face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication and with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So we have perception. Once he perceived, He brought things into perspective. He understood by books. Then he gave himself to prayer. Verse 3, number 11 is prayer. I like to say it this way, and it's an old saying, no prayer, no power. Amen? Amen. Little prayer, little power. There's some truth to that. And I'm not saying that we pray to get power. We pray to commune with God. Amen. But there's a reciprocal. When you spend time in the presence of God, in prayer, there's an infusion. Your spirit is infused. Your spirit is strengthened versus not spending time in his presence, not praying. You know, 7 days without prayer, Ben Tanker says, makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. It makes 1 week, 7 days without prayer. So 7 days with prayer will make you strong, dunamis, keep you focused. So Daniel prayed, prayer power. Verse 4 says, and I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from the precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and all the people of the land. Daniel goes on praying, but he's repenting. He's confessing for the sins of his nation. And he's repenting and he's fasting and praying and laid out before God. So after perception came perspective. He saw that the time was now. Somebody needs to stand in the gap. Somebody needs to pray. Amen? And so he starts crying out. Who beside him? I mean, God had so elevated him in the spirit. And he was, how many know, God doesn't need a whole army. Amen. If you just have one or two or three or a handful, Amen. Still there are more with you than there are against you. Amen. Because he's got a host out there that are waiting the beckoning call to wage war. And so Daniel prayed. So important to have a prayer life. So important to have a prayer life. Not a prayer of death, where, you know, you pray, but it's dead. No life. No, a prayer of life. Sometimes take the little added time for God to be able to touch you. He may not always do it in your 30-second prayer. He might. Sometimes he loves you. But sometimes he say, I'm not touching you today in 30 seconds. I want you to stay at least 15 minutes with me. I know he's a jealous God. He wants relationship. But prayer. The disciples asked Jesus one time, they saw him depart from him early in the morning. He would get up quietly and go away from them and pray and come when the sun came out, take them into the marketplace. Every day he'd do that. And every time they go in the marketplace, dead bodies would rise up, blinded eyes would be opened, sick would be healed. Then they finally connected the dots. And they came to him one day and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Because they understood that prayer and his relationship to his father had to do with all this stuff happening. Huh? You see, prayer brings us into relationship where we're not trying to believe for something. We're not trying to make something happen. We just are affirming. Amen. Father, your word says that by your stripes, he's supposed to be healed. Amen. And I speak that over him in Jesus' name. This is your word. Are you hearing? You're just affirming God's word. God will do the work. God is the healer. Amen. God is the deliverer. But that prayer will bring you into such relationship with God that there's a confidence. Amen. You know, let me bring a little sports spin on it. Last night, my Golden State Warriors broke an NBA record of 17-0. No team's ever done it before. 16-0. I'm sorry. See, they'll be 17. I'm just I'm just prophesying, but anyway, 16-0. And interesting, because they played the Lakers, and Kobe, great a player as he was, had a terrible game, but they interviewed him afterwards. Kobe said one thing about him, and the thing sparked something in me. He said, they have confidence. He said, they're confident. See, Kobe knows something about confidence. See, confidence, you can ride confidence places you could never go on your own. But when you are confident, it's like your faith level is just off the charts. You believe you can do anything. Hello? Being confident of this very thing, he that has begun a good work in you will perform it. The Word of God tells us that. Being confident, what God has started, he's going to perform it. He's a consistent God. See, that's what we have to believe in, God's consistency. He's not a sometime God. Give you a little bit, then back off because he's moody or something. God is not like that. God is consistent. He's consistently loving you, consistently caring about you, consistently protecting you, consistently teaching you, training you. All about it because he is love and he loves you so much. Amen. Confidence. Over in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Don't cast off your confidence. The enemy tries to throw stuff in your path. Check it out your path. Stay focused. Couple your faith with your patience. That's an unbeatable duo. That's a tag team. Faith and patience. So prayer in James chapter 5, real quickly, James chapter 5 and verse number 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent. That's why I said we can't pray dead prayers. Have a prayer death, a prayer life. Effectual, fervent. There are times where you must press into God. You ain't feeling it. There are times you can press into God.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.